This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via the app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required, points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com. So it's your pre-match here with the Magic, the main man. Just let's get us lined up. There we go. So it's your match preview, and it is Manchester United.
Yeah.
Against our team, Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Yes, I know, David.
Yeah. See, I've made the effort today to wear a Wolves top. Where's yours?
It's in the wash.
You've got plenty of plenty of stuff there. Look, guys, we're going to be doing a pre-match look ahead to this game with the main man, Magic Mosca, here to see him today. We're going to be looking ahead at the press conference that's just happened with Julen Lopetegui.
Oh, yeah,
and Dad, of course, will be singing us a song at some point. We're going to get his thoughts. But which cuddly toy do you have with us today? Who is it? Where are they all, Dad?
Oh, here he is.
Guess who's back? That's what we're going. Guess who's back?
Oh my God! Oh,
back
Derek.
Again.
Oh, Derek.
Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess
he's
who's back?
Glad to be back. Yeah.
It's Derek. Derek, if you're a regular watcher of this channel, only ever comes out when Wolves have won. And Dad is back again. Yeah, yeah, after 6-0, I thought he'd left against Brighton.
Well, he did leave, but he knows where his good home is.
He does. Sit yourself forward, Dad, because everyone wants to see you. So we're going to cover the press conference. We're going to cover a little bit of stats and facts. We've got a great game from Circle. We're going to give you the latest on the team news, and we're going to give you our score predictions as well. Yes, okay, Dad, we are. So, first of all, before we get on to that, how are you feeling? Wolves are now secure, safe, 100% safe, which we said before, 40 points. 3 games to go. We beat Aston Villa at the weekend.
Yes, you certainly did, David. They've got plenty of bottle in them.
How are you feeling about the Julen Lopetegui era after Christmas? Obviously, we were bottom at the start of the World Cup at Christmas, and now he's got a site. What sort of job has he done?
He's done a great job. I told you that at the beginning. He seems he knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
He seems like he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, he's been probably maybe getting a few tips from you secretly. Is that right?
I think so, yeah.
Absolutely. So, obviously, Wolves safe for another year now. Yeah. A great home record.
Yeah, he agrees with it. Look.
He's agreeing with it. We've got a great home record, obviously, great wins. Yeah. We've won 4 games in a row in the Premier League at home without conceding the goal.
Yeah, magic, David, yeah.
But we have a terrible record away from home this year. Wolves are only winning 2, as I can remember. That's Everton, last minute, Southampton.
Yeah.
Man United, desperately looking to get Champions League.
Yes, and we've got to get in the top 10.
When? Top 10 which season?
This season.
Dad, we ain't getting in the top 10 this season.
Why not?
Well, let's have a look at the league table, Dad, for starters. I mean, you know, let's have a look at that league table. And bring it up on the screen, and you tell me how we're going to make top 10. We'll
beat Man United.
Hold on, let's bring the table up. There's the table.
Yeah,
there we are at the moment. We're 13th.
Yeah,
Fulham,
are 10th with 48 points. We've only got three games to go. We can only get 9 points, Dad. So how are you working out we're getting top 10?
I got it wrong again.
Well, it's not about getting it wrong. We technically, Fulham lose every game and we win every game. We could do, but top 10, really? Where do you really think we're going to finish?
We're quite happy where we are, mate.
We could get 11th, maybe.
That's it. Well, we get 11th then.
But we've got to get past Palace and Chelsea.
Yeah. Well, we know we've got the 40 points now, so we've got to play our game and win the freedom, and they'll show them how to play football.
Right, Dad, that's fair enough. So you reckon that we've got a chance of getting 11th? Let me know what you think about that, everyone, regarding that. So let's. Do you want to hear what Julian Lopetegui's had to say about the press conference?
Yeah, go on.
Do you want to hear what he's had to say?
What's he say?
Well, he's basically been talking today ahead of the Manchester United game.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what the injury news is?
I certainly do, yeah.
Well, he said there is no fresh injury concerns.
Oh, good.
So who are you starting at the weekend? Who's going to start in goal?
Well, you know, we're going to be playing Jose Arlead.
Jose R. Jose the rapper.
You're the rapper, yeah.
Yeah, as you call it. So we've got Jose Sarr in goal. Who's the two middle centre-backs that we're going with?
You tell me.
Come on, I'm asking you.
I can't remember the name.
You can.
Who's he going to be? Marino, is he? Or what?
Marino? Who's he? He's the brand manager of Roma. So, what do you call him? Klinsmann?
Yeah, Klinsmann.
Kilman?
Oh, Kilman, that's
And then you've got Craig Dawson. What do you call Dawson?
Les Dawson. Yeah.
Les Dawson, okay. And then who else is going to start? Who's going to start on the one side?
Oh, you tell me.
I'm asking you, Dan.
I'll keep forgetting the names, Dave. You know what I do.
Tomago,
yeah.
Yeah? You're going to go with Semedo?
Yeah, Tomago, yeah.
And who else are you going to start? Would you start Totti Gomez again?
Yeah, Totti Gomez, yeah.
Totti Gomez?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll go with that. Leave your thoughts on the back four. In the middle, who's the midfielders, Dad?
Oh, we've got to have Neves, haven't we?
Neves?
Yes, and who else?
Well, Roy Bina.
Oh, Roy Bina.
Means Super Mario Lamina.
He plays well.
And you're going to have Nunes in there?
Yeah, Nunes, yeah.
And who's start?
Well, we're going to have Costa. You're going to have Costa. Costa Coffey. And we'll have, playing Bonanza, is he?
He hasn't been playing Bonanza for a little while.
Royal getting on?
Well, Royal is royally out of the squad.
He ain't been in the squad for ages.
We don't know really exactly what's going on.
Oh, no, Neto. We're going to have Neto.
Neto, I like that. Neto. Yeah, Who else?
Who else is there?
Well, there's another forward. Do you play Kuna?
Matana?
Kuna Matana.
Yeah.
What a wonderful name.
No magic. Yeah.
Don't worry. Anyway, Kuna, we're going to play Kuna. So there we go in. That's what we're going. Brian says, loving the enthusiasm magic. They're loving it. Anyway, so that's the first bit of what he said. Do you want to have a hear what else he's had to say?
What he has to say?
He's talked about Manchester United as Lopetegui.
Has he?
Yeah, he said United are a top team.
They have a top team, don't they? Wolves are a top team as well.
They've got top players.
Yep.
And he said they've got
top money as well, don't they?
And they've got a good coach. He said, Lopetegui said, and he wants Wolves to have ambitions to go there, play well and be able to compete with them.
And they will do, David.
They beat them there last season.
Well, they will do.
Martini has scored, I think.
We've got our 40 boys. They're going to play the football.
What he wants to say about as well? He said, despite already having guaranteed Premier League survival, he wants Wolves to do the same and put 100% into each match.
That's right, David.
He's also said he's going to try and see more players in the final three games of the campaign.
Oh, he's gonna play.
So he's gonna. That suggests he's gonna. Might be a bit of experimentating.
Yeah.
Now, guys, before we get on to a bit more on this, don't forget that we've got the Circle game coming up this weekend.
Who?
The Circle game that we enjoy, and this is where you can become a millionaire. You enter the. You had a go at this, didn't you? To be a millionaire. So enter the Five Match Millions this weekend as well on the Five Match Millions. We've also got the Shifter Special, which you can win a £300 jackpot. That's Man United versus Wolves as well. So you can get on that as well. Get on it for just £3. You could win £300 guaranteed. Yeah. And there's normally around anywhere between 50 to 100 people. So you've got good odds. Got quite a few people that have won on this. The link's in the description below. But we also have put there the QR code. So if you want to scan that and get on it, let me know if you're on it as well. Let me know if you've won previously in the comment section below. So get onto that. The Circle app details in the description below. Right. Do you want to know a little bit more about what's been said?
Yeah, go on.
Are you sure? Right. Yeah. Well, Lopetegui has been talking about summer plans.
Who?
Summer plans. Not who. It's like a time zone for the summer. He's obviously safe from relegation with three games to the season. He's considering fans for summer and beyond. First of all, he said, I need to have a meeting with the chairman to hear his ideas about next year. And obviously, Lopetegui appointed in November. We have to improve and we have to take advantage of the summer window. Because if not, we know the level of the Premier League. The first step is to hear him. And after that, we're going to take decisions about a lot of players. We're going to ask you who you're going to keep in a minute. We want to improve and we need to improve. We have a hard year. All of us have been ready, need to be ready to improve and to be able to compete better next year. This year has been very hard and maybe serve as a lesson for all of us. Obviously, four wins in the last six have confirmed Wolves' Premier League status. He's talked about not having the anxiety of Premier League relegation. He said it's better to have this situation, of course, added Lopetegui. We didn't want to wait until the last match without knowing our future. We're going to try and take advantage of the situation. What do you think about that?
I think you're doing all right now. You're doing all right, yeah.
Okay, so summer plans. Who's going to go out? Who are you keeping for next year, Dad? Who's are you letting go? Who would you like to keep?
Well, I think you keep Costa there for another season.
You'd like to see Costa kept?
Yeah, kept for another year. Yeah.
Why?
I think he likes him, don't he? You know.
Do you think he's fit now?
Well, I think he is. He's getting fitter.
He's only got one goal.
I know. But I can't believe he manages. So
who else would you like to keep?
I know I'm going to keep Neto. I like him.
We know.
And Bonanza.
You'd keep Bonanza, would you?
Of course I would.
Is that because he's your favourite?
Well, he ain't my favourite, but
I think he is.
Well, a good one, then he is.
You know, you keep saying Bonanza's going to score even when he's not even in the side.
Well, I do, yeah. Well, I used to like him. He ain't giving him a chance, is he?
Well, he hasn't had that much
competition. They're all playing well.
So who else would you keep? Well, who would you get rid of? Do you think Raul will be here next year?
Well, I don't know, David, about Raul. I know he's been a good save to Wolves. He was number one at one stage. He had that accident and...
Not the same.
He don't seem the same, but I mean, when he's been on, he's played okay.
What about Adama Traore? Would you keep him?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about Traore.
Well, you went, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, Traore, I don't know if he's coming or going.
We don't know, do we? Neves, of course, is out of contract. Yeah. Well, his contract's
only got 1 year. I don't think he knows where he wants to play. I mean,
Traore?
Yeah. Well, don't he say he wants to play for Wolves and that's it and get it done with?
Well, there is this, isn't
it's
there?
It's all money, eh?
Money makes the world go round. Anyway, Dad, we're going to come on to your score prediction now. So, Man United versus Wolves. Man United are getting how many? What's the score going to be?
I know what the Wolves going to be.
What's the score going to be? All your little fans here that love you to bits, they want to know what you're going to say.
I love them as well.
What's the score going to be?
2-0. Woof, woof.
To who?
Wolves, do you think so?
Who's scoring them goals?
Well, we'll have Neto.
Yeah.
And we'll have Neves.
Neto and Neves. I like it. I'll give you my score prediction at the end. Dad,
I know what your score prediction is.
What's it going to be?
I know what it's going to be.
What's it going to be?
Usually 2-1.
Well, that's what you think it's going to be.
Well,
right,
it's not going to be 3-1, is it?
Now, Dad, listen.
Or is it going to be 1-1?
The floor is over to you now because it's time for you to sing your to croon your song? Who thinks Dad should have an album?
I should have played for the Searchers.
Okay.
They turned me down.
They turned you down because they've been seeking you everywhere. They seek you here, they seek you there, they seek you everywhere.
She was only 16, only 16. I loved her so. She was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. We laughed and we cried and do the little thing. But Wolves are going to win 2-0. And Neto and Denver's going to score. Come on, you Wolves.
Go on, you Wolves. We love it. Right, my score prediction. I'm going for Manchester United 1.
You're going to be a draw.
Wolverhampton Wanderers 1. But I'm hoping you're right, Dad.
Of course I'm going to be right. I'll get it right one of these days.
Carl Whitehouse, before we think, he wants to know, would you do represent the UK at the Eurovision Song Contest?
Yeah, no problem.
If there's anyone out there, if there's anyone out there that can write a song for this man for next year, we'll enter him into the Eurovision Song Contest.
Remember the words, yeah.
Song Contest. You and Derek can take the floor.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
We can get someone dressed up in a Derek costume.
But he'd
only come out if we're going to win.
Yeah. Well,
in the Eurovision Song Contest, you'd only get him there if you're guaranteed winning. Derek.
Yeah, Derek, yeah.
He don't like losing, does he?
He don't like losing, no. But he don't like Wolves losing anyway.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's your answer. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed this preview. We all love you to bits. And, Dad, any final words? For JLo and the boys.
Don't forget to subscribe because it gets on to me if you don't.
Oh, yeah. Hit the subscribe button and like the video. If you want to see me and more of me and Dad doing the lives and stuff like that.
Yeah, they want to see me again.
They love seeing you, Dad.
Is that right?
They like seeing you more than me.
Yeah, I've got to be joking.
No. You were up in Astor earlier, and what happens?
I have been in Astor this morning. He said, always Wolves. I said, oh, you're Mill Davies, Dad. I said, yeah. That's why you just up there over, right? Daisy Street.
Yeah, that's it. That'll all be coming and camping out now.
Oh, try and find you now, you've told you where you live in.
Well, now
it's Bilston Street.
Bilston Street. Okay, love it. Anyway, from me and Magic, love you all lots. 3, 2, 1. Always Wolves.
Look after yourself and everybody else.
What's that for? You funny, Dad.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates are round. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates are already booked in for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.